husband and I have been married for 3 years. And thank you. I'm learning a lot, you guys. I'm learning about marriage, learning about my husband. One thing I learned about my husband is that he's not real handy. Like, he don't really like to fix stuff around the house. It's not that he doesn't like to, it's just that he can't. And like, to me, a guy who could fix stuff, like, that's hot. Any ladies in here agree that's hot? Right? That's hot. Like, you could be real ugly in the face. But if you could fix my plumbing and rewire some cables, ooh, girl, that's hot. My poor husband. He cannot fix an appliance to save our lives. I'm serious. If our lives depended on my husband fixing the microwave clock for daylight savings, we are gonna die. But it's okay. Because you know what? What he lacks in handiness, he makes up for in actual hotness, because he's real party. Don't hate. He's real good looking. He's like way better looking than me. Like in our relationship, I'm the one with a good personality. Another thing I've learned about my husband is we don't really like the same sassy time music. It's kind of important. Because recently my husband is trying to set the mood, right? Put on some sassy time music. But to me, it sounded like a church song. I said, babe, what is this? He says, a love song. Say, yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's a love song to Jesus. What are we trying to do? Get our praise on or get our freak on? What's happening? Are you trying to multitask me? That's what you're trying to do? Listen, you guys, I have some advice, okay? Take it or leave it, whatever you want. If you are trying to have sassy time while listening to Pandora, upgrade to the commercial-free version, please. I mean, because the last thing you want to hear is, hey, girl, are you in good hands with Allstate? Well, I was in good hands. But now I just want to pay some bills.
Watch Angela Johnson, Not Fancy, only on Netflix.